across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six shooter on the other. This is Dr. Sitgun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Sitgun. M.D. was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Stand in position to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo the Peddler. In my pack are many things. Trinkets, a Spanish silver, a shoe for a bride, a shroud for a widow, balm for an aching heart, a potion for a young lover. My place of business is the open road, the back of a mule, anywhere along the thousands of miles that make up the Indian territory.
I
haven't forgotten you, old crow. Oh, excuse me. Black Raven. This one, this talking raven, is my business partner, Midnight. Between us, we have seen our share of strange things. Elbert. There was a time when my good friend Doc Sixgun had to cure an epidemic. A strange disease which infects men whose hearts are filled with hatred. The first sign of the secret was revealed when I was peddling my wares at the home of an immigrant.
Sit down, Mr. Peddler, sit down.
Thank you. I'm a poor Mr. Peddler, a glass of wine.
Thank you.
Nonsense. The best Norwegian May wine.
Well, a drop, perhaps.
In this desert, we do not often have visitors.
Well, perhaps I can interest you in a few trinkets. My assistant will open my pack.
Assistant?
This intelligent raven here. Watch. Midnight. More than that. Midnight. Untie the pack.
It's being difficult. Midnight. If you wish to continue as my business associate, open the pack.
Perhaps we offer him some wine.
Here, old friend, drink.
All right, now the pack.
Well, thank you.
What have we here? Fine lace from Spain. Gingham from Philadelphia.
I am afraid, Mr. Peddler, we do not have the money to buy trinkets.
Oh,
we are only a short while here, and the rocks still hold a mortgage to our land.
Oh, well, you select what you like. I will stop by in a month or a year, and if you can pay, well and good. If not, Pablo extends unlimited credit to honest folk.
In a month or a year?
Someone wishes to get inside very urgently.
Look out the window, Anna.
It is a Romanian on horses. With a mask. Quite sad looking.
Open up, fire!
They have come to me.
Open the door.
Please, no!
Give me my rifle. Oh. Now, open the door.
What do you want?
Your name is Larson?
Yes.
Who are they?
My wife, Irma.
This gentleman is a peddler who happened to stop.
Now, will you tell me who you are?
Stand back against the wall, peddler.
Shut the door up.
This peddler is my guest.
This is my house.
Not for long, it ain't.
Who are you? Why do you come to my door with masks?
We're called the Night Riders, farmer. We aim to see this territory overrun by immigrants and squatters like you folks.
This is free land.
It's free for them we want on it. It don't include your kind.
Well, we have done nothing.
I shouldn't.
What are you going to do?
We ain't going to do nothing just now. We're giving you fair warning. You get your family and fixes off this land in a week, or you'll be sorry you ever seen this side of the divide.
Mr. Knight Rider, let me tell you something. I came with my family 2,000 miles in the steerage of a boat. I took them across this country by oxcart, steering with a rope. It took 6 months. I have worked 16 hours each day to make things grow in these rocks. You think that I am frightened by men who are too cowardly to show their faces?
All right, Charlie, hit him.
Come up now, Charlie,
and I'll teach you we mean business. Let's go, boys.
Easy now, Nils.
Well, I see Dr. Sixcon, Nils. He's afraid. A very good man.
Well, I see it. You'll be all right with a few days rest. Did you recognize any of the men who did this?
They were pin locations over their heads. And they said they would return in a week. We have to leave.
We'll stay.
We stay. This is our land. God did not make it the special property of those men.
But why us? Why do they single us out?
Because your language is different, or your eyes are blue, or you wear strange clothes. Such men need little excuse. We have traveled many places and seen much of this. Day and midnight.
Well, one thing's for sure. Something's got to be done. Come on, Pablo.
We're too afraid.
The chief sheriff attention's forward. Let's go.
What can I do, Doc?
You're the sheriff, Derek.
Doc, I'm against this night riding as much as any man, but it's a thing you can't fight. For one thing, they wear pillowcases. You can't identify them.
It shouldn't be hard to find out some
names. Oh, names don't mean a thing. You gotta prove a man was on the spot at the time.
You can wait for them. It's just Nils Lawton's place.
Just me and my deputy?
Well, you can't just sit by and let it continue.
Way I look at it, Doc, the boys are just getting rid of a little steam. Nobody's getting killed.
Somebody might. You've got to stop this stuff.
Doc, you know as well as I do, some of the most respectable men in town are with these night riders. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Charlie Wilkins or the bank is one of them.
Look, Jeff, suppose I got you, say, 15 deputies.
15?
Would you put a stop to this night riding?
I would.
All right, Jared. I'm going out to see if I can find 15 decent men in this town, and I expect to be back in an hour.
You finished sanding Chloe yet?
Yeah, almost, Mary.
I'm going out back to count that new rash of hoeing tools.
Yeah, all right, sir.
And see you finish sanding Chloe before I come back now, see?
Yes, sir. 17, 18, 19.
Well, hello, Doc.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
All right, how's the general store business?
Can't complain.
Mother feeling better?
Well, she still gets them headaches, but when you sure fixed her up again. Mighty blind.
Yeah, she'll be all right in a few days. This area is pretty slow here.
Well, we appreciate your care. If there's anything I can do for you.
Well, maybe there is.
Anything at all, Doc?
I'm trying to raise some deputies for Jared Schuyler.
What for?
Remember that trouble we had with night riders about 6 years back,
yeah?
Well, they're starting up again.
Really?
Yes, they beat up some poor farmer last night, wearing pillowcases and everything, just the way they used to.
You don't say.
Now, I figure if we can raise 10 or 15 men for Jared, we can put a stop to it before it gets out of hand.
You asking me, Doc?
You're a decent man, Fred.
Well, now, Doc, to tell the truth, I ain't as all fired upset about this night riding as you are.
Oh?
Not that I'm for it, you understand, but... Well, if the boys want to get together for a little fun,
you call it fun to threaten the man and his family, to beat them?
Oh, now, Doc, these squatters is going to run all over the whole valley if we just let them come in and settle.
You won't help, huh?
I don't feel the need, Doc. Now, my advice is to you, don't get so upset about it.
I get upset whenever I see suffering, Fred. no matter what form it takes.
Fred, you say that? Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Miss Graham.
Oh, Stenfell.
Oh, thank you. I was just leaving.
Is anything wrong?
I better leave that for a pressure check. Okay.
And 22, 23, 24.
What is it?
25, 26,
Fred,
and nothing, Myra.
You're lying. I can see it.
I said it was nothing.
Fred Graham, don't you look at me and lie like that. Now, you tell me what it was.
Myra.
You're doing something you shouldn't. I know that look, Fred.
Will you leave me alone? A man's got to have some private thought.
If you were half a man, I thought you were when we were married. Here comes Constance. Now, you take care of him. I'll finish out loud.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Kurt.
Warm.
Yeah.
We're riding again tonight.
So soon?
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
You'll be there.
I hadn't planned.
Boys are expecting you.
Well, Kurt, Myra and me,
you ain't gonna let a woman stop you from having a little fun, are you?
Well, it ain't that.
You better show up. You know how we feel when somebody drops out.
Well, what are you going to do?
A little fun, that's all.
What kind of fun?
We're going to run somebody out on a rail. One of the boys brings some hot tar and Charlie Wilkins down the banks killing a chicken for feathers. We'll have quite a time.
I don't know, Kurt. Well, this started out with just kind of a lark, but now head splitting and tar and feathers.
Oh, nobody's really getting hurt. Man, Fred, you know that. Besides, we're doing the town a real service.
Yeah, I reckon so. Who is it?
Who's what?
Who are you going to run out on the rail?
The gypsy. Pablo. Trying to raise a few deputies for Jared Schuyler.
No luck?
Not one.
Oh.
Some of them are acting sheepish. I reckon they're doing a little night riding themselves. Others were just plain scared.
Well, this does not exactly increase one's faith in the human species.
No, Pablo, I'm afraid it doesn't. You think at least one man would be willing to stick his neck out? Come in.
Good evening, Doctor.
Oh.
May I come in?
By all means, Myra. Headaches again.
You're quite sick.
Sit down. You know my friend, Pablo.
Yes.
Well, now, what's the trouble?
I have something to tell you, Doctor. Something not so nice.
Well?
Well, after you left today, I came to see Fred. I know that was on Fred's mind, so I eavesdropped. They were talking about doing some night riding.
Oh?
Tonight. Gonna run somebody out on the rail. Town feathers, too.
Why do you come to me, Myra?
Because I know you want law and order and decency. And so do I.
What do you think I can do?
You just do something, Doc. At least warn the man.
All right. Who is it?
Pedro.
Well, I am honored, I did not know I was such a menace to these brave men.
Brave men? They're just a big overgrown boy. He thinks he has to be one of the boys or it won't be good for him.
Myra, who was the man who talked to your husband?
Well, I was out back of the store. Familiar voice, though. I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like Kurt Mason.
Detective?
I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like it. But... Good day,
Doctor. Good day,
Myra. Mrs. Graham, thank you for the warning. Well, old friend, I guess Pablo and Midnight had better start packing.
What they want, Pablo?
Well, unfortunately, tars and feathers are not really becoming to me.
Pablo, wait a minute. Would you be willing to risk wearing them if I made a chance to stop this night riding business?
Well, for me, I would be willing, but... I will consult Midnight. What do you see, Midnight? He says he already has feathers
And what is a little power among rail Russia?
All right, Pablo. Now, here's my plan. This evening, we go down to the big notch to look here. We'll look first.
Here comes a friend of yours.
The Chichon? He is no friend of Pablo.
Huh? I thought you...
There you are. Here I am.
All right, where's the money?
Money?
The money you took from my bureau.
I am insulted.
You're going to be a lot more insulted if you don't hand it over, you thieving peddler.
You know what I think of your threat? Why, you miserable... No man threats Pablo.
Put up the knife, Pablo.
You want to fight? Okay.
Turns out to be a thief.
You want to make charges? Legal?
No. I'd rather handle this my own way.
Any way you want, Doc. Just no public fighting.
Get out of my sight, peddler. Go back and pack your boodle. I want you out of my house in 1 hour or there's going to be more trouble.
I will be most happy to go.
You better go with him, Doc. You can't trust them gypsies. Kirk, if I had my way, I'd turn him over to the nightlight. They know how to handle this kind of thing.
Maybe you're right, Doc. It
takes something like this to make a man see the light sometimes.
I
don't know. How's your chin when I hit you?
Oh, not bad. How is your arm?
Be all right. For a minute there, I thought you really got mad.
Oh, Pablo enjoys acting. When I was a young man, I was... Someone comes.
How many?
4, 5, 9 of them. All the pillowcases on their heads.
All right, step out to the barn and make like you're going to saddle up.
See? Be careful. Let go.
Hold on. Well, what's up, boy?
We come for the peddler.
That's right here.
Is he here?
He's out in the barn, saddling up his mule.
Don't try to stop us, Doc.
Stop you? After what he did to me? Boys, I'd like you to join me in a glass of blackberry cider before you go.
Well, that's mighty helpful.
Well, it's night riding's hot work, isn't it?
Yeah, boys.
Ready for everybody. One of you keep an eye on the barn so you don't sneak off.
You will be out here.
There you are. One for you.
Thank you.
Good. Just to help you, sir.
Hey, that looks all right.
Hey, it's too bad I don't know who you boys are. I can drink to your health.
All right, drink up. Let's get on with it.
To the brave men who call themselves the Night Rider.
Hey, your peddler, he's getting away.
Come on, boys.
Ready now, peddler.
Let go, please. Do not fight me for nothing. Let go.
Get close.
You sure fetched him a good one.
Bring him to Doc. We'll get on with it.
Boys. I'm afraid I can't.
What's wrong?
He's dead.
Huh?
He's dead.
You sure?
Sure as I need to be.
Hey, well, I reckon this makes whichever one killed him murderer.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute. You all lost your wits?
Night riding is one thing, but killing is another.
Nobody here knows who anybody is. Even them that thinks they know could never identify anybody for sure as long as we all wear masks. Not so that to hold up in court, anyways. Now, the only person knows which one killed the peddler is the one that hit him.
But we don't know who that was. So there ain't nothing to worry about. Now, my advice is all of you. Go home. Forget this whole thing.
I'll have to report this to the sheriff and report all you want after we leave.
Okay, fellas, let's go.
That's the way it is, Jared.
Well, can you prove it was Kurt?
I sure can.
Yep, I reckon we ought to get on with it and call him in.
Kurt?
Yeah?
Step into my office.
Sure, Sheriff. Oh, hello, Doc.
Hello, Kurt.
What is it, Sheriff?
Kurt, where were you last night?
Me? Home, asleep.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Why? Doc here says you was at his place. He's some night riders.
Well, now, that's interesting. I suppose you recognize my lace pillowcase, hmm?
Okay.
Something happened to the peddler last night, Kurt.
You don't say.
If you were in on it, I'd have to arrest you.
Now, Sheriff, what makes you think I'd do a thing like that?
I recognize your voice, Kurt.
That ain't gonna hold up in any courtroom, Doc.
Oh, I can prove you were there. Go ahead. The men who came to my house last night drank some blackberry cider.
Uh-huh. You want to smell my breath, Sheriff?
Only it wasn't just blackberry. You see, I put gentian violet in it.
So?
Gentian violet is a powerful stain that I use for my microscope slide.
So?
So, every night rider who was at my place last night is going to be walking around with a purple top for about a week. Just like yours, Kurt.
And, Weather, you ain't hanging no murder on me.
Who said anything about a murder, Kurt?
Nobody mentioned any murder, Kurt.
What? I thought somebody said...
Kurt, I think maybe you better hand over your gun.
Okay, Sheriff. I'll hand it over.
About first.
Now, don't move either of you.
Got that gun, Kurt. You're just hanging yourself.
Get out. Step into that cell, quick.
That'll hold you for a while. I'm taking your horse, Sheriff. No use to follow me. I'll be able to board in 3 hours.
Good riddance, Kurt. That's one of them we got rid of. And what about the rest?
As soon as we get out of here, we'll visit them one at a time, Sheriff. I got a feeling that now Kurt's gone, we can break up this business pretty easy.
Sheriff?
Doc?
Hi, Fred.
What brings you?
Had a little trouble out of Doc's place last night, Fred.
Oh? Really?
Yeah.
Well, why come here?
Where were you last night, Fred?
Me? Why, you were asleep.
You're lying, Fred.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff.
You were with them night riders at Doc's. I can prove it.
Prove it?
Doc fed you boys some gentian violet. Every man that was there has a stain in his mouth, including you.
Sheriff, listen, I didn't want to get mixed up in that. When it started out, we were just having a little fun, more or less.
Beating up immigrant farmers, running poor peddlers out of town.
Well, all the boys was in on it.
That make it all right.
Doc, believe me, if I'd have known he was going to kill that peddler.
Yeah. What then? What would you have done, Fred?
Well,
I don't know.
Fred, I reckon you better come to the jail with me. All right, Doc, we'll round up the others on the way. All right, now quiet down, all of you. Quiet down. I reckon you men all know why you're here at the jailhouse. Every one of you has the evidence on him. He was one of the night riders at Doc Six Gun's place last night. Doc here is going to say a few words.
You men are here because you're all accessories to a murder.
Oh, I know most of you. You're family men, decent enough people. But you've got a lot of frustration and hate in you. So you get together and you do things that make you feel big and brave. Only they aren't so big and they aren't so brave when you stop and think about it. Look at each other. Go ahead. Without the pillowcases and the excitement, you're all sort of ashamed. Nobody looks much like a brave hero.
Edward Kirk killed the peddlers.
Yeah. Who said anything about the peddler being dead?
We saw it happen.
Pablo, come on out here.
He's dead.
What do you know?
That's right, Fred.
But you said we were accessory to a murder.
You are.
Who's murdered?
You men are guilty of murdering your own soul. But decent and good in you.
It was all a trick.
If it was, it was done to try and bring you to your senses. To save you from what probably would have happened, you kept on with it tonight, right?
Doc is right, Fred.
Well,
I never had my heart in it anyway.
Ambrose, you want to bring charges against these men?
I have no wish to punish them, Sheriff. They have harmed themselves more than they have harmed me.
All right, boys. You're free to go home. Just remember, whenever you think about this, that you was made to see the light by a man who cures all kinds of sickness, including hate. Doc Sixgun.